USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will propose more than $32 billion in new spending money to fight the crime surge in America. The budget proposal to be released today will include $20.6 billion for the next fiscal year for the Department of Justice discretionary spending on federal law enforcement, crime prevention, and intervention. That's $2 billion more than last fiscal year. In a stunning moment during the 94th Academy Awards on Sunday, Will Smith went up on stage and hit Chris Rock after the stand-up comedian made a joke about the actor's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Smith, accepting the Best Oscar Award in King Richard, later apologized to the Film Academy and his fellow nominees as tears streamed down his face. Smith's wife suffers from a disease that is common with hair loss. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Russia's communications enforcers told Russian media on Sunday to refrain from reporting an interview done with Ukrainian President Zelensky and said it had started a probe into the outlets which had interviewed the Ukrainian leader. In a short statement distributed on social media and posted on its website, it said a host of Russian outlets had done an interview with Zelensky. Russian prosecutors said a legal option would be made on the statements made in the interview and on the legality of publishing the interview. Israeli officials are reporting ISIS terrorists killed 2 people and injured 6 in a shooting attack Sunday in the Israeli city of Hadera, about 31 miles north of Tel Aviv. The attack coincided with a regional summit in Israel's Negev Desert, where top diplomatic officials from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Israel, and the United States are meeting to discuss security issues. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pennsylvania senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz was fired from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition for political reasons. And Dr. Oz tells Newsmax this won't stop his efforts to get kids healthy in America.
It was a bit of a shock. I opened up my email, and Herschel had a similar experience, and both of us got these bizarre, terse letters from the White House. Initially, I thought I was being punked. I thought President Biden meant to fire Fauci, which is what I've been asking for all these months. And then I thought, he's playing political games. I mean, what a shocking priority to fire me when we've got inflation the highest in 40 years. We've got gas prices the highest in 15 years. That's the biggest concern that Pennsylvanians here have. Yeah. Ukraine crisis is heating up. And like I gotta say, I mean, I thank President Trump for appointing me. The President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition is a wonderful honor. I mean, it started back in the days of Kennedy and Eisenhower. It's an effort to help children. That's what I've done my whole life. And yet, when President Trump, who knows a thing or two about firing people, heard about this, he was shocked as well. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Oz and NFL great Herschel Walker, both Republicans, were fired from the council. Nebraska Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry, who was convicted of lying to FBI investigators about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his 2016 re-election campaign, said he will be resigning from Congress. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from donating to federal election campaigns. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.